Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah. With the fadl of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the barakat of our Shaykh Abu Hamid sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the i'tikaf has begun. And one of the primary objectives before we do any action, we have to know first of all why we're doing it. What is the niyat? So the niyat plays a very big role in drawing the rahmat of Allah, the help of Allah. So among the niyats that you've come for i'tikaf, primarily for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must be pleased with me leaving my home, my business, coming here. Together with that, very importantly, to keep in mind, Hukukullah, Hukukul Ibad. Whatever action I am doing, I am fulfilling the rights of Allah. No, we can't. مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ وَمَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ. The Allah, we can't fulfill the haqq and the right of your ma'rifah, to recognize you. The Allah, we cannot fulfill the right of your ibadat and your worship. We do not replace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fulfilling the hukuk of Allah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of people around us, ibad, the humans, the people around us, that's having the right of anyone. So pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then especially for us as Aqabi, have ta'alluq, have connection, that we come in for islah, that our islah must get made, our habits must change, mindset must change. Is it that we are here now, so we're doing this because we have to do it. I've come because I want to do it. I want to be here. Whatever the programs are, and more, the most important thing, being in the house of Allah, spending i'tikaf in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to my salah, this is the first ibadat, then my sunnahs, wajibat, then I'm fulfilling 100% to the best of my ability. When it comes to salah, this drive should be within me. I want to be there for first serve. Takbiri ula, don't lose it. In the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Hazrat Wala says also that how we spend our Ramadan, our life will come out like that, the year will come out like that. So I want to be there in the first serve. I want to be there for the programs. I don't want to be left behind. I want to be in the front. Like everything else, alhamdulillah, we want to be number one. As by Bali rahimullah, I should say, no problem, be number one. Whatever profession you are doing, be number one. For the masturat also, whether number one in baking, cooking, housekeeping, that number one in going out of the house. And now pick up everybody, I will go here and we will do that. Number one in housekeeping, number one in being a good wife. The Khadija radiallahu anha was number one. Nabi alayhi salam wa salam, kim zambiluni zambiluni. Oh Khadija, I fear upon my life. They wrapped me up. He was trembling. Now she gave support. Number one in that. The when he came to Nabi alayhi salam wa salam, he had no fikr and concern in regard to the musturat. They were worried about him. Their fikr and their concern was, how is the husband of the house? How is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is he comfortable? Here the whole fikr has changed now. We worry now, what's happening at home? Whether anybody is at home? Or nobody is at home? So we come for islah. We come to reform our habits, our mindset, our hearts, our salah, our Quran tilawat, our dhikr, all is ibadah, and our akhlaq also. Ikram, ikar, we have people, alhamdulillah, that are together with us when it comes to making their ikram also, I go out of my way. And the least ikram I can make, the least ikram I can make, taking care of my Muslim brother, is that I don't give any type of trouble and grief. That he doesn't get any grief from me. Here in i'tikaf also, so, and also ikram will be that to wake up my Muslim brother, the program is starting now. So let's go for the program. This is what we have come for. So the program should be here before the time. Now in the morning session, 11:30, doesn't mean now I wake up 11:30. I wake up before that because salat and duha, chance namaz I can read. This is my opportunity. Usually I'm working throughout the year. Now Allah has made me farigh. Allah has freed me. So I can wake up a bit earlier at 2 rakats, 4 rakats, 6 rakats. And I can read the salah. And salat and duha is a sadqah for all the joints of my body. How much we are using our joints? How many years now? So all the joints of my body, as that will tell us also. Somebody has arthritis, has back problem, or whether he's diabetic, dialysis, all these things, all your joints and organs of the body. And Salat al-Duha is the sadqa for all his joints. All his joints. And who can give so much of sadqa for every joint of the body? Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. In Salat al-Duha, we get the full reward of it. So to ensure we're here before the time, for the program, alhamdulillah, so we start promptly, set our alarms. That's why we mention when it's time to sleep, then we all go and sleep with it. When it's time to wake up, then we wake up. It's time to do Quran Sharif, we do Quran Sharif. And here also, Hazrat explains to us that when it comes to the programs, when it comes to the programs, only we come quickly, we sit down for the program. We're not forgetting our ma'amulat also. After every salah, this be a fatiha. What's happening sometimes, enthusiastically, we rush for a program, so we leave the ma'amulat. The program is for the ma'amulat. The program is to encourage us to fulfill our ma'amulat. After every four salah, this be a fatiha. 33 times subhanAllah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Then la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. After we finish the day of Fatiha, then we read this. Then ayat al-Kursi we read also. With ayat al-Kursi, our three quls, as we learned this morning, after Fajr Salah, after Maghrib Salah, then we recite the three quls three times each. But the remaining namaz, when it comes to Zuhur, Asr, and Isha, they will read it once. Ayat al-Kursi one time, Surah Ikhlas one time, Surah Al-Falaq one time, Surah Al-Nas one time. Takfika min kulli shay. Takfika min kulli shar. Takfika min kulli wird. So many promises, so many virtues from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after every namaz, tasbih fatini, ayat al-kursi, our three quls, Allah Ta'ala will suffice us for everything. Whether protection, whatever worries we have, whatever stress we have, really with yaqeen. As it tells us also, reason with yaqeen and conviction. And this Allah Ta'ala will do our work for us. Allah Ta'ala gave us this to do, to make our work easy for us. Like how Farooq Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, when he came to South Africa, then Mawlana Usman Kadwasa from Amzin to Udda Barakatuhu asked him, Hazrat, we learned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who reads the dua for putting on clothing. Alhamdulillah, alladhi kasanihi wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlihi wa la quwwa. Allah Ta'ala forgives his sins. He said, where's the connection? I'm wearing my clothing, I'm putting on a garment, and the garment of sins are being taken off me. Where's the connection? So Hadi Farooq Sahib Rahimullah mentioned, so he said, Allah Ta'ala is looking for the smallest excuses to forgive your sins. You know, you took my name with all your clothing, you took my name, I forgive you. I make you maaf. He said, for small, small things, Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive us. So Allah Ta'ala is waiting to give. So we must do this amal, protection, and whatever shortcomings in our life. So we need this wazaif, the other wazaif also we need. So before the program, finish our wazaif properly, then we come forward and take part in the program. Allah will give us tawfiq, inshallah. So after Zuhur, inshallah, we will read from this kitab, Mu'amalat. As we heard before also, there are five branches of deen. One is ibadat, let's start from the beginning, imaniyat. For iman to be correct. So all the aspects of iman has to be correct. Then we have ibadat. All my ibadat and worship has to be correct. From my taharat, ghusl, wudu, salah, Quran tilawat, and all ibadat, sawm, fasting, and zakat, hajj, all is a part of my ibadat. All this has to be 100% also. Shouldn't be now hafiz al-Quran already, or I'm already 40-50 years old, and my salah is still lacking. Is it correct still? I'm still making mistakes. And, mashallah, brothers, that when you keep fit, they don't do sport, you got a personal trainer. But the masturat was a personal trainer. Want it perfected. Want it perfected. So, we have personal trainers, we have coaches for the children also. But the coach for my namaz, trainer for my taharat, for masturat, they took the Quran tilawat. They're alhamdulillah. As we listen to the brothers during the year also, then we can get somebody. Get somebody to teach them the Quran, so you check the namaz, get one abba, get the family ladies together once a week, twice a week. Teach them the deen. Day of Qiyamah will be held responsible. This we know very well when it comes to marriage, then we are responsible for this, for the eating, the drinking, the shelter, the clothing. How much we're not spending on it, subhanAllah. Like there's no budget right now. When it comes to the accommodation, giving them the best. When it comes to clothing, no problem. Whatever they want to, but when it comes to their deen, it's also our responsibility. that the deen is taken care of properly, that we get someone to teach them properly, some apa, get someone, personal trainer, personal coach, we have. So to get for them and for ourselves also, that we rectify all these things in our lives. So we earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our worldly life becomes valuable. Worldly life is for this, is to make our deen, zindagi ko banana, nati guzarna. Life isn't just to pass the life, but life is something to be made. I'm going to make my life. And how many of us, when our children also have this, I'm going to make my life, I'm going to make money. I have to make the investments to be comfortable. Comfort you only in the qabr. When you reach over there, alhamdulillah. As we mentioned to the Saathis before also, when you wake up in the qabr, the eyes open up, there will be such now that Allah Ta'ala gives us what we're living right now better than that. When I open my eyes, my entire room is here. Oh, the aircon is on, and the milkshake is served. Oh, I can smell the coffee here also. Alhamdulillah. And Allah says, MashaAllah, you made it. Just jump in your bed now, relax. And the big screen is on. And I'll show you a Jannat, your destination. See the show now. And I'm sitting there, relaxing. Ya Allah, I made it. Ya Allah, how I made it. Because the concern was Akhirat. Yeah, I was just floating. Just moving there. This is coming, that is happening. Alhamdulillah. But the goal was to make my khabar, design my khabar. Alhamdulillah. Everything's so comfortable here. And before I know it, Allah says, now finish, as soon as it's over, go for your vacation. Go for your holiday, for life. You look at all the water spots over here, and all this and all that, all the amenities, facilities, 10 star, the rest of it. It's a reality. It's waiting for you. Go now. Go and enjoy yourself. That is now I made it. Zindagi ko banana hai. To make my dunya, wasn't destroyed. That's why there's so many things right now out there that are waiting to destroy my akhirat. Whether it comes to my ibadat, whether it comes to mu'amalat, mu'asharat, my social interaction, my business dealings, all these are parts of our deen, the five branches of deen, all this I have to rectify. The men and the women, they also have to have fikr in the heart. That their iman has to be correct also. Their yaqeen, their conviction also upon Allah, not upon my husband. That how many, here unfortunately where the musturat are pushing the husband, that if you have to die, what's going to happen to me? Put the house in my name, do this to me, do that to me, take out life insurance, take out life policy. What's going to happen? You can see how volatile the environment is right now. So they worry now, what's going to happen? Yaqeen upon Allah. That, oh man, oh wife, oh sister, oh daughter, who gave you your husband? Don't you trust him? So much trust in the husband that he is going to do for me. Even when he's dead also, he's still going to do for me. Is what he's still going to do for me. After he's gone also, that they're getting depressed before the husband is dead already. Kill him before he's dying. Then what will happen if you go? We don't have a house yet. We still want to pay rent. What's going to happen to me? Who gave you your husband? Where the money is coming from? It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for their yaqeen, are we also so worried? What's going to happen? If I go, what's going to happen? That's why they say, don't play God in your home. As of now, you control it. Yaqeen upon Allah. Allah will take care. And how Allah will take care, from where it will happen, when Allah decides for me, I'm happy. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, and that also the primary concern is, what will happen to, not my deen, my dunya. My dunya must be secured. If you go, my dunya must be 110% secure. I will live a comfortable life. Whether my akhirat will be made, no concern. No talk about it. Ask ourselves in the home also in the day, how much you talk about deen? How much are we discussing our deen in the home? We just want it now, what next? Already, what are we going to do? Where are we going this weekend? And the entertainment of it. Whether the reality is, tomorrow I can be gone, tomorrow you can be gone. Hazrat says, you are afraid to talk about Maut also in the house, because you feel now you talk about Maut, Malakul Maut is going to come now. He's going to come next time. You have to speak about it. So how to ensure that our Imaniyat and the Masturat, their Imaniyat is correct also. But so many things have come into Imaniyat. That's our topic of discussion. But so many things have come into our belief system amongst the Masturat and the men also. That we believe now that every year we must have a holiday, must have a birthday, must have this day, Valentine's Day, he must take me out, anniversary. It's like part of our iman right now. Doesn't do it depression, he forgot my birthday. The children also feel it, we didn't have birthday now. When it comes to anniversary, we have to go out. We have to do something, he has to get me something. Oh, depression is part of iman. That's why if we take our families back to the time of Rasulullah, what is iman? What is iman niyat about? Now so many things are not farz, not part of iman, but we believe it, we have to do it like that. There's no other way, because she is doing it, or because they are doing it, because they are going, because they threw a party, they had a birthday party for the 2-year-old, they had this type of this thing, shower, whatever it may be, part of iman. If not iman, part of ibadat, some worship, you know, this reward for this. People will like us. If I get so many people, so we get so many likes. Whether they really like us, we don't know. But it's all a show after all now. We have to do it. So all these things we have to rectify. We have to rectify our iman, we have to rectify our ibadah, and the core is, the crux of it, I'm a slave of Allah. Not the slave of the West, not the slave of culture, of society, because they're doing it like that. So we also have to do it. We have to throw a party also, whether it's Ramadan time or not Ramadan time. We have to do these certain things. Masturat also have to worry about the qabr. They have to worry. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said to Fatima radiallahu anha, oh my daughter, Qiyamah day even your father can help you. Qiyamah day even your father, you can be Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qiyamah day I can help you also. It will be the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we will do the amal. But she already has the title Queen of Jannah. Our wives are queen of the house. But the queen is hardly at home also. Who's enjoying the house? The nokri mulazim. The domestics are enjoying more of the house than the housewife. So where they have to come back to? Where the place is? Allah has given them honor. Allah has given us honor. Where are our place supposed to be? From the masjid we operate. They operate from the house. Where the children should be. To get our iman correct. How many masturat they make feel also part of iman we made it. That my children must then. Get a degree, they must go to school. The daughters have to get the marriage certificate. What's going to happen to them? We asked us and asked yourself, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? As of now, if she doesn't study, doesn't get a degree, or doesn't finish medicine, then she's going to die. That was the case. We shouldn't be here. Our grandmother should be dead long time ago. But alhamdulillah, our grandmothers had no degree. Great grandmothers, but they produced mashallah. They produced men of iman. They had education. As I said, they were the most intelligent women. The most intelligent women of the world were our great-great-grandmothers, our grandmothers. They hardly knew anything of dunya, but they knew the system of the house. How to look after this man, how to look after the children. And they had a full change in ibadah. So they took care of, they couldn't count. They couldn't even measure also, but it was all in their fingers. How to cook, how to bake, how to take care of the husband, and what they got du'as. And subhanAllah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less that that woman, that wife with more, the husband is happy, she's going to Jannah already. So already they got in this worldly life. Husband told them, I'm happy. Everything is taken care of, no tension, no stress when he came. Decision making also. Maybe Mashallah, husband made the final decision. Not over, it is overridden after that now. And tell the children something else. Husband is now putting children against the wife, etc. But they knew their place in the house also, he knew his place also. So life was simple, life was barakati, and there was no tension, no stress, there was no depression. Each one, as we say nowadays, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. So they had their lane, wife's lane, husband's lane, children's lane, each one fulfilled their responsibility according to Sunnah. Then they saw the barakat. Now it's crisscross. Now your lane to is my lane. I'll tell you now when to park, I want to move also. And when you're offside, when your meter expired also, I'll tell you. Then I'll give you a ticket and fine. So the whole thing has gone upside down right now. Because we made all this a part of iman, a part of ibadat. Where we should be spending our time making the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that time is being other things. Other mashwarat, other activities. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. We have the last few days of the month of Ramadan. That's why it's important we are seeing over and over again, take our time for muraqabah. Take our time for introspection. Ya Allah, really, what's happening in my life? The masturat ladies at home, take our time. If I don't know this thing, what will happen? Ask yourself, what will happen? Nothing will happen. I don't know the path, what will happen? Nothing will happen. If I don't make that wish, what will happen? Nothing will happen. If I don't upload it on the internet, nothing will happen. But the way this whole shaitani and tajjali movement right now is, and he will come with his tajjali powers. When he will show you things that are fake, he will show you Jannah, here is Jannah over here. He will show you the whole screen. But the reality is Jahannam. He is already showing us. On the apps and everything else and all the social media,
Jannah is right. But we're living a Jahannam is right. Finish the brains are finished. Husbands are getting finished. Wives are getting finished. Children are getting finished. It's like a Jahannam is life. You're tired. You need to get out of the system right now. Just get out of the system. This was sukoon in our life. Where house supposed to be a place of sukoon. But because everybody else is coming to the house, they're not supposed to be there. The things now which the children are not supposed to know, things that the Nasturah are not supposed to know, now they know, it's coming to our home, the things that we're not supposed to know also, we're delving into it, surfing online. What we're supposed to know, we don't know. That we don't know. What we're supposed not to know, that we know all of them. This type of topic of dunya, person knows so much deep information. And he goes, dunya, so. Allah says in the Quran, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. When it came to ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ, the apparent things of dunya, Allah says, this kufar is the noise. How do you learn dunya? What's happening here? What's happening there? Etc. All that they know. But وَهُنِ الْآخِرَةِ مُغَافِرُونَ. When it comes to akhirah, they are completely unmindful. Should be, I'm like that also. When it comes to dunya, the entire system, the one system, the this and that, everything else. But my deen is suffering, I don't know. I don't know the basic masail. When it comes to our daily ibadat also, check ourselves. Simple things like dua-i qunut. Whether I'm reading it correctly, whether I know my dua-i qunut. Now with the namaz, we're reading congregation. Whether I know my dua-i qunut. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruka wa nu'minu bika wa natawakkalu alayk. Then, ونشكرك ولا نكفرك ونخلع ونترك من يفجرك اللهم إياك نعبد ولك نصلي ونسجد وإليك نسعى ونحمد ونرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك إن عذابك بالكفار ملحق. إذا كيف سبب رحمه الله wants to make me say was أخر and he read why قنوت he said well oh مريد لي خليفة قرى الشعب I'm reading different. اللهم إنا نستعينك ونستغفرك ونؤمن بك ونتوكل عليك نشكرك he was saying ونشكرك ونكفرك he allowed to make sugar to you and make kufr with you he allowed to make sugar and you also will make kufr ونكفرك he took out the law so for years I'm doing like this then I give myself 20 rah therefore egg majlis in one majlis of the sheikh 40 years mistake came right. Just one majlis, 40 years mistake came right. How much more I have to learn still? So dua al-qunut is correct. At-tahiyyat is correct. I have said in him, at-tahiyyatu lillahi. I will learn in Maktab. At-tahiyyatu lillahi. At-tahiyyatu lillahi. Wa-salawatu wa-tayyibat. Nurud also. Allahumma, not Allahumma. Allahumma salli. Do it correctly. The one the food was prepared nicely. So prepare our salah for Allah tabarak properly also. Allahumma salli wa sal. Then dua after that, Allahumma inni zulamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. Sunnah dua. Then dua for entering the masjid, whether we know our duas, entering with the right foot. So all these basics, whether we learn it, how many a person is doing for Umrah year after year, asking, but you know dua for entering the haram, what dua to read, which leg to enter with. All the du'as, whether it comes to your salah also, whether your salah is correct, I went for Umrah. But the simple du'as you read, yet in Masjid al-Nabawi, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Sahaba Ibrahim, before you enter this du'a, how to enter with your right foot, how to sit in the masjid, how to leave the masjid, the left foot, reading du'as there also. Do you know all the sunnahs before you go there? You read to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the protocols are there from you, you know what you do. You're going properly, you win. That is going to visit Medina Munawwara. I'm going to Baytullah, go to the palace of Allah, the Haram Sharif. Are you entering there? The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it fulfilled right now? Did you make ghusl correctly before you came? Was it wuzu? Did you make miswah? You came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And he mentioned also in the Hadith Sharif, "Lest lawla ashqa ala ummati." If I didn't feel it difficult upon my ummah, then I will command them to make miswah for every namaz. I made it farz upon them. I will make it farz. But I know it will be difficult for them. Did you make miswak before you went to the haram? Or you just went. Not even thinking about the sunnah also. Just entered the haram of Madina to Munawwara. But yes, I'm going now to the Black House. Going to meet some VIP. Not the White House. Went to the Black House to meet some Mr. President. First thing, what's the dress code?
What's the dress code? Just formally. You can't just anyhow. I can't go my chappals there. Go my chappals and my socks and not guru properly. You can be Mr. President. There's a protocol over here. Then I'll abide to it properly. Yeah, you think the Haram Sharif, when you visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I kurta below my ankles, my beard according to Sunnah, no Sunnah du'as. Every year Ramadan I'm there. The Masturat also. Every year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Masturat, Madina Munawwara, don't come to the masjid. Eat your first salah in your home. No reward for you. No reward for you. Don't eat it in the Haram. But no, no, I want to go. Who? Am I doing it for Nabi of Allah? Am I doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My nafs. Every year Ramadan I'm there. Every year we're going for Umrah. But is it nafsaniyat? This to please my nafs. Then I was there, I will say what? Was there, did it. All whatever it is, we were there, we did it. So really to question ourselves, all these things we are bringing to our deen, imaniyat, ibadat, that is correct. That's why Allah is telling us, many of us think now, well, I'm not talking all these things, what's the problem? It's a complacency. I'm okay. My life is alright. There's no major things in my life, not even a major sin. Because the major sins have become so common right now, it's no more major now. So I don't even feel I'm doing any guna, what's this? Just doing a little party there, some showers in there. Nikah is now on Sunday, so who will be down with feeding the people? Good. There's no problem with that. This is sunnah. But if Allah did it, we do what is sunnah. But we made this pact now. As if it's for us, we don't do it because we're not calling anybody. We have so many garments and so many farz, we have to do it. We don't do it. Problem now. But the farz we don't bring. And then we find no problem. Then we don't find a problem. So therefore, even the kabair, the major sins also that have come into our lives, we don't feel it major anymore. We're doing it, that's what's the problem. Nothing wrong with it. Because everybody is doing it. It's all over social media. We all happening in the family, intermingling, the idli also, da'wahs also. And socializing, eating together, men and women, etc. No problem. Nothing major. Everybody is doing it. Nothing haram in it. Haram in Sharifin also. You're in groups and worrying. And you look at my wife, I look at your wife. Nothing major, nothing happening there. Just one big family. Major haram acts are taking place. Children are seeing it, becoming accustomed to it. You don't feel the pain of it also in the heart anymore. You don't feel the pain anymore. Allah committing a haram. Major sin. Either the one is mentioned in the Quran Sharif or the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or innovation of bringing to the deen. This thing we have to do, we are Muslims. These concepts, ask ourselves, these concepts that we are talking about, where did this concept come from? Didn't come from the Sunnah, didn't come from deen, I don't need it. I don't need it. Some might say, Mubah, permissible, I don't need it. I do what my Nabi alayhi salam taught me. That's what I will do. That is my deen. So this is my Umrah, or this is my I'tikaf, this is my Ramadan. So clear our minds. What is farz that I must do? What is wajib that I must do? Sunnah de muakkada, ghayr muakkada, mustahabbat, nawafil, that I must do. But all these things are being left out, are doing other things, making those things most important. And simple usul in our life is simple. Al-ahamu fal-aham. What's most important, I must give all my time and resources to what is most important right now. What's number one? What's number two? What's number three? If I go to number three first, then there will be a problem. Number one will be left out. Number two will be left out. Then everything will go reverse here. Then there will be backfire. Then there's problem. Then the husband fighting with the wife. But I told you, don't do this. Then she'll tell him also, but you're not supposed to go there. But so, not supposed to do these things. Wasn't part of priority also. What the priority that we're supposed to do. But the children also, madrasa time, gives class time. Now we will go here, we will do that. Now gives priority. Then we see problem with the ustaz now. Problem with the madrasa. Hey, madrasa too strict. Not too strict, you too loose. Is that strict? This is normal. It's supposed to be like this. This is priority. Now is his time for Quran Sharif. Now is his time for Ta'ali. Now you're making holiday time. So the whole system was upside down. Then the whole deen becomes pointed. Then the ulama are not right, the ustaz now don't get along with him. Then we have a problem with that masjid, we have a problem with that one. It's because of priorities. What's farz, I give everything. Then what's wajib? Then what's sunnah muakkada, ghayr muakkada, mustahab, according to me.
Now we're giving so much of time, resources, our time, our health, wealth, to things that even nafil also. What is being there? So what's farz now, this is getting left out. Then they're stuck around, there's a conflict in the house. Husband is getting upset, wife is getting upset, children are getting neglected. Because where the time supposed to be spent, where the resources supposed to be spent, where the time supposed to be spent, is not going there. It's going somewhere else. So definitely Allah and the system will come into play. Then we will have a problem. Allah will give us understanding, inshaAllah. So we'll start with this kitab today. This is Mu'amalat, the spiritual dimension of monetary dealings in Islam. We said in these aspects related to trade, its significance, virtue, the ethics, as well as its prohibitions, and how to not conforming to the Sharia therein. Remember the final scene is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majali al-Qadha, the main court where decisions are made is by Allah ta'ala. Everyone else is just a puppet. According to my amal, you go up, a decision is made there, that will come down. According to me now, my life will play out. So we start with this chapter right now, which has become very, very problematic, major bimari, illness in the Ummah right now, interest. Interest, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that a time will come where a person will refrain, he'll try to save himself from interest, but if he will save himself from interest, the smoke of it will still catch him. The smoke of it will still catch him. Somewhere or the other, the interest will come. Not one saving his pocket over there, just putting it there, safekeeping. But they're giving you, what they say, prophets. Where the prophet is coming from, it's just another name for interest. Sharia compliant, it's so easy to put the Sharia compliant. And you just say, oh, it's halal. Because they put the Sharia compliant. Whether really Sharia compliant, it becomes such a loose term right now. And so cheap. Just put anywhere. So go check it out. Don't even know. But the long as you see a sign there, a Sharia compliancy, somebody's name there, oh, Sharia must do it. It's halal. We can go ahead with it. Check who is there behind it. Whether really Sharia compliant, whether it is correct or not. So interest, the smoke of it will catch us. And then you see, then we become so complacent that let's see this, we'll clear the account in the month, we'll do this sometimes, we forget. Wife's account, she got interest in there, children's account, there's interest in there. And when it comes to opening a bank account also, is that farz? Is that wajib? That's when they mankala, or even mustahab also, to have a bank account. Now they made the system like that, that you've got to have credit card. So we open a bank account according to necessity. Here the ulama, muftiyana particular also, that I have a bank account already, the niyyat should be just to keep the money safe, safekeeping. At home not safe, so just to keep it safe in the account that we are putting it there. We don't open an account for the perks, that's not permissible. Because here the perks are good, we'll open a second account because now they give me certain facilities or some travel allowance or whatever it is, we get some lounge access over there, so it's easier to list one account over there. Because of that, not permissible. To open the account because of the perks, not permissible. Open the account because I need to keep my money safe. Yes, in the first account I'm opening, I think this is the best bank which I have to use. Then to as necessity, I just have to, not because I want to, because I have to. So therefore I have to open an account just to keep the money safe. Otherwise, it's permissible to have a bank account because the entire institution is based upon riba. It's based upon riba and haram. So therefore, we abstain as much as possible. As Mahanish Padisa we say, Rahmatullah Ali, what is interest? What is interest and haram means? Person says, nah, I'm just got a life insurance or insurance on the car, in case something that can happen, and I got this account, interest is there, we'll help the poor people. We'll help them. We'll build some toilets with interest money. All these things. We can't do all these things. He says, now we're just keeping it there in case we have some emergency. Tomorrow we'll say, it's like you are saying, in case now there's no food. The food supply becomes problematic, so I just got a farm outside there and I'm rearing some pigs. In case there's a problem with mutton and chicken, I got some as a backup. I got some bacon. I got some, so nobody will do that. You know it's haram completely. Interest is just in haram nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war on those who consume interest. The severe warning is not found in the Quran for any other transgression, thus emphasizing the gravity of the sin. Only for interest, Allah has mentioned, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ.
declare what we get from Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we know when they say we're declaring war, we started to bomb. Allah decided to bomb, coupled bombing. You can see the severity of it. Yeah. This is what we are calling Allah, Allah, Allah. We're calling into Allah to start. Come, Allah starts from himself. I'll think of interest, I'll think of this policy, that policy. That's okay. And then, as it explains to you, the consequences of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Sharif that Allah will destroy usury and give increase for charity, Surah Baqarah. The Muhammad rahimahullah has said, we have heard from the saints and the pious people that 40 years do not pass. 40 years do not pass before the one thriving on interest begins to experience losses. Allah will give him a respite for 40 years. Then he will see to happen after. Then when he needs his wealth the most, when he needs it the most, then he will find him slipping away. And an empire running. And we really need it with our old age. You won't support that time. Yeah, the person is, mashallah, he has a strength. He can take a loss here, he can do something else. Allah has given him the strength, physically, mentally, he can take the pressure. When he's old, I can't take the pressure anymore. That is really too late. 40 years time, because he doesn't get out of the banks and interest, then he will begin to suffer losses. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, interest has 73 doors. Interest has 73 doors. The lightness is like a man fornicating with his mother. Allah can save us. There was a family also involved in interest. So they called an alim to give them some targhib and encouragement to get out of it. So he explained to them, it's like fornicating with your own mother. This is haram absolutely. So after he finished the talk, they told him, Hazrat, give us 6 months. Give us 6 months, we'll clear up everything. So he laughed at them. He said, effectively, you're asking me to give you 6 months to continue making zina with your mother. You think where's your brains? You make niyat now. You make niyat now. Ya Allah, I'm out of this thing. I'm out of this thing. No more, it's finished, it's over. Not now, I make a plan slowly. He said, understand what you're asking. Every second, every day, this is the sin that you are engaged in right now. So how can you even ask for 6 months? You make niyat now, Ya Allah, you crush my debts right now, get me out of these banks. And give me halal sustenance. What's it difficult for Allah? Something difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make the niyat right now. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it now? How Allah will pull you out, give that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Person has taqwa, Allah says, I'll make an opening for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And I will give him a sustenance and rosy from where he can't even imagine. It will come. One person will go in the path of Allah in Jama'ah. Give his name in Tashkeel from the outlying areas. So that morning, after Fajr, he sat in the masjid making dua to Allah. Ya Allah, make a plan for me. Ya Allah, take me out. I don't have the resources. I don't have the wealth. Ya Allah, please. So he's sitting there alone. Ishraq time, and then Ishraq is making his dua. And suddenly, the door of the masjid is open. Something ran into the masjid. It was it. The daika is gone. Daika. The type of a buck. So he caught it. He caught the buck. Doesn't know really what it is, so he phoned a friend of his. He says, you know, I know you go hunting, so I got this daika. I don't want you, but you can have a look at it. He came, he said, hey, what you caught over here? Something rare. Call your price. Call your price. He called his price, it is too cheap. The amount he gave was enough for his whole 4 months, Jamaat and everything. Now Allah Ta'ala from where he will free of charge. He never go hunting also. And he will be hunting for him. When حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Where Allah will send it from, where it came from, my friend will fold you. But you know what, you know this context, etc. Come and give me 50%. Come, let's go together. Right? Show is happening over there. I haven't been there before, so I want to start. I want capital on me. Come and pay your ticket, business plans, let's go. Ya Allah, where this came from? How this happened? Just adopt taqwa. Adopt taqwa, Allah will open heaven news. Person thinks that how I get out of this pocket. I'm boiling it inside, I'm cooking. Allah will make a plan, Allah will make a plan. 1 dirham, which is which a person receives due to interest, 1 dirham, 1 dram, 1 cent. A person receives due to interest is more severe in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in committing fornication 33 times in the state of Islam. 1 dirham, percentage of interest. Just one. Got an overdraft facility, take one. Hadith Sharif says it's more severe in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than committing zina 33 times. One dirham, one sin. 33 times a person commits zina. And the hadith says when a person commits zina, then iman leaves his body. Iman leaves his heart suspended. But 33 times because of one, just one dirham. When fornication and incest become apparent in any place, then they have brought upon themselves the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the punishment itself. In whichever nation usually incest becomes common, they will be overtaken by famine. They will be overtaken by famine. Person has a facility but no barakat in the house. And instead of the money is being through. The money is coming in, but we just stop. We just be called the loan. We feel very good. Maybe amounts are coming. But then to incur needs, it needs it as a money. Why is it for a shot? We need to go shopping this weekend. Boys need this, they need that, they need a whole lot. What is the problem? I'm saying the PFP is coming. The big amount is only services below. We're only paying the interest right now. We have facilities. We're only paying the interest, we can't come out of it now. So it is famine. Although the table is laid enough, but he can't enjoy the food also. Because he knows how he's paying for this. He's paying for this, for all the food that the other car. So they can't take interest right now also. This is so, he's in Sakara. Why is everything is all right? But this credit card, from there he's paying this one, but that card is paying for that card, and the whole chapter is carrying on like this. He may be looking like a millionaire, but he's a poor millionaire. He's a poor millionaire. This is actually spiritual karma and physical karma.
Whoever consumes interest will rise in the day of Qiyamah insane and come to Shaitan with a lust and a madman. When Dunya he was there, he gave the good how bad a person becomes. He didn't want interest, he didn't take money from here, a service he wrote there, anything from there, service he gave, and he put it
here, put it like a mad person. Qiyamah day, he'll be just like that, insane. By that being in whose control is my life, some people of my ummah will pass the night in disobedience. They'll pass the night in disobedience, pride, play and amusement happening nowadays, all over the phone. Whole night is coming out gaming, playing games, disobedience of Allah, pride. Pride, what is pride? The person wants likes. Person wants likes. The people must like this certain thing of mine. That's all pride that. The mujku, they look at me, see what I am doing. So his night will come out in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amusement. In the morning, and now in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala forgive the ummah. Now they got pedal cots for the whole night. Air conditioned, snacks are available, come and relax with the family. Whole night, Hadith Sharif is speaking about it. The grave warnings are there, as we mentioned now, the grave warnings are there, but the complacency, everybody is doing it. So what's wrong with it? As I'm saying now, we are sitting in the house of Allah, and the masturah, the ladies back home, children, they get influenced. So what's wrong with it? Maulana is doing also. He took his whole family and he went. Maulana doing anything doesn't make it halal. Maulana doing anything doesn't make it halal and permissible. Maulana Mashik himself also. Is that a farishta? Is that an angel? Now the alim cause has become a cause also. He said, we tell the boys don't cause it. You're doing the alim cause, don't cause it. And don't play golf also on the golf course. Then now I just came to pass time over here. I just came to pass time. But it's something which is serious. That's why we have to go back to the Nusus, go back to the Kitab, go back to the Ulama'i Haqqani, Rabbani, the Allah Walas, how their life is coming out. Now everybody is going, that doesn't mean now we can go there. And how they'll catch us also. We are coming to play, but they'll have one fancy outlet over there. We got one cheese bar or some cheesecake bar. And we go on social media, just come and taste only. Then the wife will say, no, we're not going to play. We just go and taste it, something very fancy there. We haven't tasted it as yet. You want to taste, Jannat is there. We'll get everything there. We don't have to go there. We don't have to go and taste it there. But all these facilities will come. That's why the question is, let's go back to the Sunnah. Where did this concept come from? Did it come from Sharia and Deen? From Allah Wala? Who's behind it right now? Even those behind the pedal tennis, they started this thing, they will tell you also, there's all Satanism in this thing. There's all Satanism in this. What is Satanism? كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنِ Quran says, they used to worship the jinnat. This worship, this is jinnat spots. Where you're worshipping the spot also. You're worshipping this thing, it's like become like one ibadat, so to say, shaitani ibadat. And we have to do this. There's no way out. In Ramadan we have to do it. That's already a sign to you, my dear brothers. Where the ummah is supposed to be spending their time in Quran, tilawat, shahr Ramadan. Alladhi unzila fihi Quran. If it's taking you away from Quran Sharif and the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we can understand. Then we can understand now really what this concept is about. So all this entertainment and amusement. We can put all the Sharia titles and names over there, but our Sharia is pure and clean and above all these things over here. So we should take stock, introspect, that where our time is going. The Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned, but that being in whose control is my life, some people of my ummah will pass the night in disobedience, intermingling, joking, laughing, sometimes haram things you are speaking, the language changes, the mood changes, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask ourselves also at that moment right now, in the month of Ramadan, we're doing these activities, is my Allah happy with me right now? Is my Allah happy with me right now? Now, possibly that we are getting caught in these things over here right now. Which way is this going to go? For those that have traveled out a little bit, Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq. We have some tashkis in the Arab countries in the month of Ramadan. And all we can say is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ramadan became festivity, became pure festivity. Lights, Ramadan lights, decorations hanging from the streets. We would do gush after Isha. In certain Arab country, after Isha we would do gush. Then to Taraweeh, only 8 rakats. Then we should finish our 20. And the brothers are waiting to go for gush. Now, so late for gush, 11 o'clock at night. Say, Shaykh, now's the time to make jola. Now's the time to make gush. Who are you going to meet now, 11 o'clock at night? Say, come, I'll show you. Our own personal experience, my brother. We don't stop it now, we will go that way. Where there's no essence of Ramadan left anymore whatsoever. Ramadan became a Christmas. Put up some lights, some decorations, and this is Ramadan and fireworks. Fireworks for Ramadan. What is Ramadan about? Read the Ramadan of our saintly elders, what they understood as Ramadan. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, from after Taraweeh till Seri, in all their homes, Kandahilawi family, you see, from after Taraweeh till Seri, you will find in every home at least one hafiz in the Musalla and one behind him. And taking turns. The entire night taking turns, right from Seri Quran Tilawat. Then anytime you wake up, there's somebody in the Musalla, go and join, go and join, go and join. Quran upon Quran Sharif, Quran Tilawat, Quran Tilawat. Even Asim till now, when youngster we met in Saharanpur, I asked him, what was the tartib? Youngster, talking about maybe 2 years ago. What was the tartib? He says, we finish our Quran in the masjid, I come home. Then hum shuru karte hai. We start again. Nafil namaz. Nafil namaz, the whole night continues. As if now he's part of the DNA. There's nothing. See, he carries on. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah, even his grandsons, only Jafar Sahib, only Suhira, used to come to Stanga at that time. I remember we used to be performing Taraweeh. And as they're walking in, so calm and cool, our Honorable Mawlana Yusuf Tutla Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who used to be the host, they used to ask them, Mawlana Jafar Sahib or the other grandson, he says, Taraweeh parayenge. You perform, as you walk into the masjid, you will perform Taraweeh today. Thinking, Hazrat, Tayyar, which para are they reading tonight? 23rd para, from Bismillah. Just turn on the Musalla and fatahat. God just starts. No preparation, nothing. Then I think, Ya Allah, these are Huffaz of Quran Sharif. Where the night and day, Taraweeh is like they grew up in this thing, nothing for them. We stand 20 rakats, 10 rakats, no problem for us. Just start on the Musalla, any para, Alhamdulillah. Now see where the ummah is going. So in those countries you start gush after Taraweeh. And you finish gush at Seri time. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Now you may be thinking, now who you will meet that time? Everybody is awake. Everybody is awake at that time. The whole night they are awake. Arab countries. Where you'll find them? Maqahi. Maqahi from Qahwa. Coffee shops. Started there already, years ago. Nice hitting our shows. They got for the adult men, then they got for the youngsters, coffee shops. And when we went to meet them also, we don't like to open these things, but for us to understand which way we are going, we're not going to stop it right now. And people don't like, Imam Hassan talk about these things. But it's a responsibility.
Sheikh Sabuni rahimahullah, when he came to our country, he was from Sham, moved to Medina Munawwara. He will say, the ulama keep quiet, Allah will start with you all first. Allah will start with yawhum first. You get punished first. And he mentioned, same thing happened in Syria. Bashar al-Assad, Allah removed him, alhamdulillah. He said, why he came in? Himself from Syria. He said, the ulama sat in the masjid, in the khanqas, they gave dars and they were happy. Don't talk anything is happening outside. People, there was music outside the masjids, intermingling, and everything was happening. And the coffee shops, and the hookah, and the vaping, and all these things. He said, they didn't even blink an eye also. No, no, we are teaching. Our job is to teach. They didn't worry about the masses. He said, Allah Ta'ala started with them first. When his armies came in, they took them first into the jail, underground. He said, the ulama have to speak. The awam have to listen, have to implement, make tawbah, make istighfar. So we went to the coffee shops to make gasht. Now I remember clearly, coffee shops they had for the adult men. Thinking now, what they going to be doing there? Whole night they sit there, they've got their tables over there, and they're playing cards the whole night. Play cards. And you ask him, Shaykh Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan is to relax. Allah's forgiveness. Coffee shop, having kahwa, playing cards and smoking. Whole night comes out like that. Believe me, my dear brothers, when I sat next to the brother, and he's shuffling the cards, and he's telling his other friends there, he says, Jama'ah is here. He said, Jama'ah has come for gush, and I got the Shaykh next to me, I'm going to win now. Barkat. He thought we gave him barkat for his card game. So, this is the mindset. No fear anymore. No fear anymore. Yeah. What are we doing in the month of Ramadan? They got to that extent. We're already getting there. Allah save us. We've all the entertainment and no fear. Well, what's wrong with it? Keeping fit for what? The whole families are going right now. Same thing happened over there. Then you go to the junior kahwa lounge. They also, they got the whole thing astroturf. Outside, they got like a garden. Then you can go inside. And garden on one side, garden on the other side, astroturf, and big screens put up. Big screens. You know, see sports, you go in that lounge. You know, see the Ramadan special, na'uzubillah. You go to that lounge. You got tables there, they got the big screen, you can sit, relax, have your coffee. That person is serving you the whole night. You want to watch a movie there, Ramadan special movie, special series. Or you know, see the ball, football, you go that side. Whole night comes out like that. Whole night comes out like that till Sehri. They have the Sehri there, my dear brothers, and gone to sleep. Azan on deaf ears. Nobody comes to namaz. Who's performing the Fajr Salah? The Jamaat is there. No local brothers. All gone to sleep. When it comes to Iftari, believe brothers, this is how it is there right now. Comes Maghrib time. Maghrib time, there's not a single soul in the masjid for Iftari. Not one person. Not one person there for Iftari or for Maghrib. Is only the Muazzin and Imam. They give the Azan, and they'll make Jamaat, and all the people are at home. Make Iftari at home. Family time. Make Iftari with the family. Then supper after that. No namaz. No namaz. Allah save us. This, if we don't want to stop it now, we're going to go that way also. The essence of Ramadan is going to be lost completely. It will be lost. Then the shopping after that is like a festivity, like a flea market. Do shopping for Ramadan, shopping for Eid, shopping for Eid, shopping. Now is the time, the last 10 days, no time for shopping. We did shopping for our Jannati Mall, inshallah. Then we can do all the shopping. Now we see the end of the Ramadan coming, the end post. Now to increase the speed, ya Allah. Now increase my Quran tilawat, increase my istighfar, increase my nafil namazes. But now we're going shopping now. Why do we have to go shopping? We have to buy this. And the Shaykh rahimahullah, when he was getting his daughters married, at a certain time he came home, he told Begum Sahiba, he told his wife, just before Asr, that after Asr, I'm getting my two daughters married. One to Mu'ana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the second Amir of Tabligh, and one Ilamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the third Amir of Tabligh. They were the students in Saharanpur. Thursday they used to come home. They were family boys. So they came, Shaykhul Islam was there, Mu'ana Hussain Ahmadi Rahmatullah Ali, tell everybody, he said, we'll make the nikah. We'll make the nikah. He went home, said, and after Asr is the nikah. So the wife, natural reaction, getting married already. Yeah, ready. Proposals already came through. He said, but they don't have anything to wear. He said, I didn't know they were walking naked in the house. He said, no, I don't mean that. Make the nikah, you can buy later on. No, serious. Allah's hukam must come first. Nowadays we do that, they say, madman. Call the whole family against you. What's wrong with this person? It's like one janazah in the house. Deen is simple. Deen is absolutely simple. And that person who will, وَلَيْ يُشَادَ الدِّينِ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ, person who will be, make the shaddud. And we don't say also, by go and be too heavy at home now. Hey, the deen is very heavy. Then you will become overpowered. Tartib to do it, how to do it, prepare the family people. But for us to come back to the original, my dear brothers, this is how Ramadan in those countries are. Ramadan in those countries are like that. Nikahs also. We spend time with those countries. The nikahs are like one disco. Allah forgive. The dancing and the music and intermingling. We're also getting there. And now when Allah Ta'ala's test comes, then we ask, why, what happened? Why, what happened? What happened? What a big nikah you made. Within 1 month, the daughter is back home. Daughter is back home. Hazrat says, why she's back home? She came back from honeymoon. And now she phoned her mother, father, please come pick me up. He's abusing me. Already? Only 2 weeks already. Yeah, he's swearing at me. 4 letter words, 5 letter words. What is telling you? He said, I must cook. I must bake. I must iron. I must clean. I never did this in the house. Come pick me up. Mother says, how dare him? This will be coming for us, my dear. Allah Ta'ala guide us to come back to that original, simple lifestyle. No complications, no problems, no longer heads with the wife all the time. And the children, they got their mind. Children have their own mind. And I've got to convince them, they got to convince me. What we're supposed to know, what we're supposed to do, that we lost. What we're not supposed to know, that we know. And now we're giving our time. Priorities are gone off. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Let's finish the hadith, number 6. By that being in whose control is my life, some people of my ummah will pass the night in disobedience, pride, play, and amusement. In the morning, they will be transformed into swine and monkeys. Be transformed into swine and monkeys, my dear brothers. It might not be happening in reality. But if you see our youngsters acting like monkeys, you see them. How they're acting like cartoon characters. Ajeeb, what movements they're making nowadays. How it sounds they're making, what actions they are making. Now recently we were in the train, in the Haramain, and one youngster, small boy, maybe about 7-8 years old, the 2 hour safar journey, father gave him cell phone and cartoon playing on it. So he had the table down, had the cartoon playing without exaggeration. I got tired looking at this boy. He couldn't sit for 2 hours. On the seat he was jumping. As the cartoon character is jumping, he's jumping. He's falling also. He's waking up too, he's waking up also. Ya Allah, I can't even sleep also. Looking at this youngster, and I'm thinking to myself, Ya Allah, he's not getting tired, because he's on drugs or something. Then I understand this cartoon is a drug. As I say, so this cartoon is Satanism in the thing. The Satanism in it. Imagine now, the Dajjal will come with his cartoon. This boy won't jump for it. Hey, what a cartoon. What a character. Doesn't realize now the character he's become. He's become a cartoon character himself. Real life. What is making the monkeys also? You see the youngsters, how they're acting, how they're performing, how they talk, chant, how they speak to their parents. No respect. The habits. Now they say become like pigs, like swines. Habits are like that also. He's so busy now with his own things in life, taharat, cleanliness, going to the toilet, brushing his teeth, etc. Before, the mothers used to be so particular. Fathers should be particular also. To be next to the children, teaching them how to brush their teeth also. Now there's no time for that also. How much toothpaste you are using? You were so particular before. Just use little, but it's enough. Now, whether they're using toothpaste anymore, whether the level of taharat is there, how they're washing themselves, etc. High pan toilet, whether they're pure, whether they're clean, the thing splashing on them also. Nobody to teach them. They're busy, mother is busy, father is busy, whether his taharat is correct, whether his clothes are clean and pure and park also. There's no time anymore. All because of social media. So we can see the children also. You see, they will be transformed into swine and monkeys. The reason for this will be regarding haram as halal. Regarding haram as halal. Say yes is my weakness. Don't make it halal. Say it's my weakness. Intermingling is haram. But now we do it. Don't say, no, nothing wrong with it. I'm not looking at him. Oh, he's not looking at me. So it's fine. It's not a problem. Haram is haram. The biggest problem is we don't regard haram as haram. We say, no, it's okay. Sharia compliant, is dividends, is profits, is haram, accept it. What is guna and sin? Guna and sin, ma haqa bi sadrik. He says, sin to you is what rattles in your heart, what disturbs your heart. وَكَرِهْتَ أَيَّطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. And you dislike people coming to know what you are doing. You dislike the people come to know what you are doing. For you, that is a guna and sin already. Don't do it. Don't do it. Is that right? Is rattling in your heart? That's a sin for you. Don't go near. Now even that has come out from the heart. You ask, what's wrong with it? Nothing wrong. I had my parada on. I had my kurta on. And I went there. So what's the problem? Is that a place? Will Nabi of Allah go there? The Fatima radiallahu anha, would she go there right now? These are our role models. Is there some blogger or some influencer? These are not our role models. They're not our role. Our role models are the ones of Medina Munawwara. The Sahabiyat radiallahu anhunna. They are our role model. Would she put her foot over here right now? Would she do it? She is a queen of Jannah. I also want to be the queen. I also want to be among the princes of Jannah. So is it the place to take my family? Is it a place for me to go? Is it a thing for me to do right now? So the regarding haram as halal, then the taking of singing girls for entertainment, drinking alcohol, now we know. They got their de-alcoholized drinks. That they took all the alcohol from the drink, and the bottle is like a sharab bottle, like a beer bottle or a wine bottle. So how they have now affected our iman, our perceptions also. Alright? And is it they say that drinking alcohol, consuming interest, usury, and wearing silk. All these things now will be the cause for the ummah being transformed into swine and monkeys. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Shall we continue tomorrow? Hadith number 7. This kitab, Mu'asharat, Islamic Social Etiquettes. Islamic social etiquettes is more or less to teach us how to be human beings. How to be human beings and how to conduct ourselves within the framework of Sharia. There are many things we started last year, we read quite a bit. So from this year we'll continue inshallah from more or less where we stopped last year. You can remember last year, what we discussed. We finished it. We finished it. See? Not sure. Okay, let's start from there. So etiquettes for husbands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them women are rights similar to those on them according to the beautiful standard. Man is told that as there are rights due to him, his wife also has rights due unto her. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. So women are equal to men. Women are equal to men when it comes to hukuk and rights. Not that man has more rights over her, but the rights are equal. Yes, the husband deserves more respect and she deserves more compassion. But when it comes to the status of the man, Allah Ta'ala has given him qawamun. He's a caretaker. He's a overseer of the women. Because he has to spend upon them, he has to take care of them. Like how the Taliban were asked also, why don't you have in your cabinet women? Why is only men there? Why you don't include the women also in your parliament? So the response was, he says, when we were in the front line of jihad, did you see our women folk over there? The man said, no. He said, we work for them. We sit at home and we do the work. So we didn't bring them in the jihad field also, so we don't bring them in the work field also. They don't work, we work for them. We pay the bills, we earn the livelihood, they are the queens. Why put them in a place they're not supposed to be? And for them to work. They don't need for them to be here. Whatever they want to get here, we'll give them without them being over here. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best amongst you are those who are best towards their wives. When entering the home, always make salam cheerfully. No matter how difficult your day may have been for the men, always be cheerful and make salam cheerfully. Similarly, when leaving home in the morning, make a point of kissing your wife and don't leave without salam. Salam is a means of engendering great love and happiness in the home. And he also, the wife should accommodate the husband. He's leaving home right now. See him off. Make dua for him. Make salam to him also. Hazrat says also the salam is a great dua. The great dua, we don't realize when we make salam, what we are saying actually, she's telling him, As-salamu alaykum. May Allah ta'ala salam, peace be with you. As-salam is also the attribute of Allah. May Allah be with you. Hazrat says, now you just missed the accident. You just missed the accident. It was because of the salam. Because of the dua she made for you. And you replied to her also. Implement the beautiful sunnah of smiling. Smile more and don't frown. Express this virtuous act of smiling to your wife often.
not only outside to strangers. Smiling is an act of charity. Try and create such a loving presence at home that your family members look forward to see you rather than hoping you never come home. Shouldn't be like that. Where now, the mother will say to the children, the papa is coming now, take cover. Take cover. Clean up this, do that. Some husbands come home and start picking, why this is here, why this is there, why so dirty. That's our job there. That you can do in your office, you can do in your business. This is the wife's, if I can't tell her, they get somebody to tell her. But this is, we don't say it. Oh, we read the kitab at home. What do you say? Hazrat said. Which Hazrat? I'm also one Hazrat. So pass on the buck. So we should give them ta'lim also. Support and spend generously on your family. Support and spend generously on your family. Don't be extravagant. Israf is haram. Innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Allah has no love for those that are extravagant. So support and spend generously on your family according to your means. And ask them every time. Old people had this habit. They had the means, alhamdulillah. And they would spend on their families. But every time their family wanted something, they would act as if they got nothing. They say, you need it. We don't say, we say, buy it. They say, you need it. Zarurat. You don't have anything. Otherwise, the money will go in the wrong avenues. The money will go in the incorrect avenues. No barakat there. So every time ask, do we need it right now? Is it necessity right now? Then you see the response. No, I don't need it. I just like it. I just like it. So you don't need it right now. You still got new ones at home, alhamdulillah. Oh, you don't need a certain thing in the kitchen. Time will come, then you'll buy it, inshallah. I'm not saying no. But if you don't need right now, you don't need to buy it. You've got one at home already, alhamdulillah. So support and spend generously in your family according to your means. Regard this as an Islamic responsibility, not as a favor upon them, nor as a burden on you. Many men also, they tell their wife, what am I doing for you? You should thank me. I brought you for holiday, I took you for Umrah, I did. That we don't ihsan jatlana. We don't do this. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala says, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ, that a good word is better. It's better than a sadqa that is followed up by hurting the person. A good word is better. Better you're just kind. Instead of spending so much and then hurting them. Oh, I bought this for you. I took you here. I paid this bill. I did that. Better you didn't do it. Better you are just good in speech only. Instead of spending and then hurting the person's feelings. Spending on bare necessities is not sufficient to engender true love and a happy home. However, be moderate in your expenditure. There should be neither wastage nor miserliness. Shower your wife with gifts within your means. Never remind her of favors that you confer upon her. Provide her with her own monthly allowance according to means. Over and above your household budget expenses, this money will then belong to her. What she does with it is up to her. You can't ask her, the money I gave you, what you did with it. That belongs to her now. You put it into her account, into her hand. Yes, obviously now it's been squandered, wrong avenue, then you can advise her. It belongs to her. Just allowing her freedom of choice to purchase items for her personal needs without having to account how it was spent. Compliment your wife's cooking after meals. Overlook the little shortcomings. Example, if the salt is less or if the food is not prepared on time, or for some reason beyond her control. Compliment her. Don't find fault every time. And more, my dear brothers. More if, alhamdulillah, she prepared to look after our parents. More if she prepared to look after our parents, don't make a fuss about it. Sometimes you come late at home, she's busy, the children are there, mother-in-law is there, father-in-law is there, she's got to take care of our parents also, she's got a bit delayed. Now we come home like a big boss now. What happened? Why are you late today? Look after your mother also. Look after your children also. I have to do this for you. I have to do that for you. So little we can accommodate also. And overlook her shortcomings. She's going all out. She's accommodating everyone. So we should also accommodate her and compliment her on her, on her food. We also, we are taught that when it comes to food, you compliment the cook and not the food. This right now has become an illness, a real bimari, illness, disease. Especially here in South Africa, where we love food. I only talk about food, chow. How was the chow? This is an illness. We have to stop this right now. We are taught to compliment the cook. Hazrat teaches us also, we go anywhere, you will tell the man of the house, alhamdulillah, tell the masturah, the ladies in the cuisine, tell them very well prepared. Alhamdulillah, really enjoyed it. It was well prepared, very tasty. That is permissible, where you praise the cook. We give the cook a good word of praise, that is permissible, that is commendable. But to praise the food, that's an illness. This food is like this, and that outlet, the chow is like this, you've got to taste it, you got to. This is an illness. Where we only talk about food and praise the food only. The way we eat also, so much of sounds you make, eating time also. Oh, he got his head down, he doesn't look up also. He got his head down in that alim pot, and the way he's enjoying it, ya Allah, like he never ate before. Hey, what a chow. Every lukma he's taking, that even now your mouth is watering also. The way he's having the bunny chow, yeah, how is he enjoying it? Why is he? We do it according to necessity. Alhamdulillah. That's why we tell the mothers also, don't make children the slave of food. That we ask the children, what do you want to eat tonight? What is there? They must eat it. Before it was never like that. Before it was simple food, simple lifestyle, whatever a mother made, one pot of food, alhamdulillah, eat it. Hazrat tells us also, the food you are having in madrasa is better than the food I have at home. Not because Appa can't cook. Simple food, we are happy, alhamdulillah. We are happy with simple food. Only make rotis now when the roti is finished. Even if it's brittle and dry and breaking, we still have that. But for us now, husband comes, you know, fresh rotis. And what's it, hot also. From the tawa to his plate. Like one lani was sitting over there now. It's an illness, it's a bimari. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never sat on a chair and ate also. He says this is the style of the mutakabbirin, the proud people. They would eat sitting now with their back rested against the kings of before. The food would be served to them. They seated there on the table and the chair, and they're taking the rest against the chair, and the food would be served. He said, you are the slave of the food. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat, one sahabi saw him. He said, well, ya Rasulullah, you eat like this, like hovering over the plate. Sitting down, hovering over the plate and eating like this. He said, I'm a slave of Allah. I eat like a slave. I'm a slave of Allah, eat like a slave. Now we know when we go to the takeaways. And how many people tell us also? Marana, one owner of the takeaway says, the worst customers are Muslims. Worst customers are Muslims. Unfortunately. He'll come here with his whole family and he has to show he's a lani also. He got his thick wallet in his hand. He got his posh keys in his other hand, whatever car it may be, not picking anybody. And he comes sit over there, put everything on the table. Click his fingers. Guy must come, alright. What you want? Oh, order more. Don't worry. Order it. And what a noise he'll make. Let the platter come. He'll check every platter. Is that right? What is it? Call that guy by. You take this thing away. Loudly to you, say to him. Show the people that I'm here right now. Make a noise about it. Right? You see, is that right? Take it away. How can you serve something like this? Wake up. He said they want to show the jat. Who show they are because he's got money. Allah Pak mustn't test him after that. Allah Pak mustn't test after that. But after that he can't even eat one lukma. Cancer of the throat will start. Wife got some problem. Children got diabetic. Children are getting diabetic from young age also. Now you see, you're not coming anymore. Now he's humble now. No. Children aren't well now. Got some problems, health problems, can't come anymore. Because he had attitude. And this whole style of sitting also, Rabi Afallah never sat like that. Never ever sat like that in his life. See, the Persians and the Romans sat like this. How you see people now, superpowers, how they got the pride of eating, how the Ummah is eating. And we're not making Tawbah Istighfar also. Just sitting on the chairs, back the rest, and we pay so much that table 18-seater, 9-seater, imported, how much we're paying for it. If we need to have a table in the house, a plastic table. We don't need it, you close it up and put it away. We don't need the table in the house. Is that an Islamic home that? According to Zarurat, the need, yes, we have it. Our Hazrat Wala doesn't have a table in the house also. Everything on the floor, in that old age also. We have to, for the old people, no problem. They can't say they got knee problem, no problem. Then to Haji Naqwada Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Because he couldn't sit on the floor. Then to he would say, I will not sit like how those people sit and eat on table and chair. He would sit on the sofa, at the edge also, and on small coffee table there, or put the tray on his lap. I will not emulate them. I will not eat like them. We're not like them. We don't want to be raised with them also. The whole concept of eating like that doesn't come from the Sunnah. Doesn't come from Madina Munawwara. But I want to go to Madina Munawwara, but I want to eat like them. How does it tie up, my dear brothers? How does it tie up? The love of Deen must come. The love of Sunnah must come. My home has to come. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we bring the Sunnah into our lives. So we compliment the cook. Compliment the cook, not the food. And we praise the food. And we ask the children, how's the food? Now we're teaching them to praise the food also. We're teaching them to praise the food. So all this thing must be stopped. Come out from our lives. Somebody prepared, alhamdulillah, prepared, very well prepared. Jazakallah khair. Allah give barakat, Allah give reward.
Children make dua for their mother. Husband also thanks the wife. The children learn this also. Not only praising the food. So compliment the wife upon her cooking. Endeavor to eat and drink from the same utensil. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq also. This eating from the same utensil will bring even the water bowl down. How? Less plates. Our ustaz would say, he was from India, he says, Tum log ya zulmi Afrika mein, so much israf. For one meal, amount of plates you'll use. Ya Allah. One plate only for the soji. Then throw it away. One plate now for the biryani. Another plate now for the salad. And then something else, for the samosa. There's so many plates. Just one person, the amount one person uses in the da'wah, they say, our family uses for one meal. All eat from the same plate. So much of barakat and muhabbat. Now I can see how the children are eating. You're not eating right. This is how you take your luqma. How you say, make your birdies. Right? This is how you're supposed to do it. And check, my dear brothers, how many of us are eating the sunnah tariqah with three fingers? Please check tonight. Check myself, how I'm eating, how many fingers I'm eating. Most of us are eating with the little finger. How do you call this finger here? Ring finger. Right? And we're eating with these two or the three, the middle finger, and the, so to say, the sababa, the index finger, kalima finger, not used at all. Sometimes it's like a style also, the young girls, they'll use just the thumb and the middle finger, or just the two fingers. That is correct. Just to use two fingers, or used to use one finger, use three fingers. If we have to, then the third one, fourth one, or the fifth one. But not this way. We use only these last three. That's not correct. But notice today, my dear, how many fingers we're eating with, and which fingers we're eating with. So in the simple things we do, we get the reward for it. We're according to Sunnah. So eating together, we can check the children also. The wife can see us eating, how we're eating correctly. How many years we're eating, we can't get it right still. Just using the fingers, we can't get it right. That is, we get the eating right also, we're eating according to Sunnah. But then we're getting a reward for eating, subhanAllah. You're eating, you're enjoying the meal, and you're getting a reward for this. So eat on the same utensil. So cut down on the utensils also. Tell the wife, we don't need so many dinner sets in the house. We don't need so many dishes on the table. Now we go for da'wat also, my dear brothers. There's no place to put the platter also. There's no place to put so many plates over there, and cups and glasses, and to use that wine glass is not permissible. Tell the caterer, we don't want the wine glass. Give us simple glasses to pour the water, not the wine glass. It's a double concept. Our kabir don't even use it. They put it one side. We want to look at this. This is designed for wine. It's designed for wine. That's designed now for drinking water. So, we do away with those things. So, eat from the same utensil. Sometimes place a morsel of food in each other's mouth, not only to be practiced when newlywed. This will increase mutual love, and one will be rewarded for this. Sadqa also. Children will see sometime. They'll learn how to show muhabbat and love. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. Yes.